Are you ready?
Bitch.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, bitch.
Thanks, sis. Thank you.
So
what's the joke? What's the joke?
What's the joke? Come on, jester.
What do singles call Valentine's Day?
What do singles call Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Give me a hint.
You could totally get this. You could totally get it. I'll hand the baton off to you if you can get it. Come on.
What do singles call Valentine's Day?
You got this.
Is it something nasty?
No, it's not.
Does it have a happy in front of it?
Huh?
Does it have a happy in front of it?
I can't give you a hint.
Well, I mean, is it going to be like happy?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Happy... suck yourself off day.
Bitch, that is gross, and it's happy Independence Day. You are nasty.
I thought it was going to be something gross.
I said it wasn't. I said it was
a thought you were lying.
No, it really was just, you know, Independence Day. It's okay. Another week, another Peron.
Happy Independence Day.
Bitch, it was so easy.
That's the 4th of July. Long holiday.
Exactly why, but you're an independent bitch.
You know what yesterday was?
No, it was Thursday. No, today's Thursday, Wednesday.
It was Galentine's Day.
Isn't that the guillotine? The galentine?
Bitch, you don't watch Parks and Rec?
No.
Oh.
Don't know her.
Whoa!
Don't know her.
Okay, we're just gonna stop right there.
Another day, another dollar.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We said that already.
I was repeating it, bitch.
Why?
Because I can.
I'm not dead.
It's my Independence Day.
I'm
America.
Look very independent.
Bitch, you don't. What your... Do you like your coffee?
It's...
I should have spit in it.
Honestly, thank you so much for this. It was actually really good. It was eye-opening. I always get, like, the cold... It's caramel macchiato, right?
Grande caramel macchiato. Double, extra hot, blonde espresso, almond milk, boom.
See, I don't know how Starbucks people get orders right, because you have 8,000 things that you just asked for just now.
I did, but if it ain't right, when I taste it, I send that shit right the fuck back.
It's hitting right. Honestly, this is going down really smooth.
It is. It's the blonde espresso. I didn't know you can put blonde espresso in any drink that you wanted. Life changer.
Are you a gold member?
Thanks, Leah. Yes, I am.
Okay. Is Leah your barista?
No, Leah.
Oh.
Like Leah.
Leah?
Yeah.
Aaliyah.
No.
Anyway.
What's
say? Your question of the week, sis?
Damn, bitch. We dipping right into it, huh?
And then we'll elaborate on it. And then we'll jump into a personal topic.
My question of the week?
Yeah. Ooh.
So, two. My question of the week is... How do you do Valentine's Day with two boyfriends or two girlfriends?
Well, what if you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend?
Ooh, that's really juicy.
How do you do both? How do you do
one in the pink and one in the stink?
I feel like at that point you could just do both at the same time. I feel like it could be like a cute little.
I mean, clearly the person's playing. That's the general consensus.
Anyway,
here.
I know, but okay. If I was to do that, mind you. I don't do that. We'll never do that. It's not my kink.
Yeah, he's not a fuck boy.
I'm not a fuck boy. But if I was, what would I do? What would Peron do? Peron would schedule it this way. So we'll say boyfriend A and boyfriend B. So my boyfriend A, I would tell him that I work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
But mind you, I have the day off. So I'll tell boyfriend A I work in the morning and I'll see you at night. And I'll tell boyfriend B that I work at night and I would see him in the morning.
Ooh, so it's like a little brunch V-day.
I would do a breakfast brunch thing, maybe like a little hike or something.
Yes.
And then afterwards I'll be like, look, I gotta go. Get ready for work. It was great seeing you. Hope to see you again. And then the other one, boyfriend A, would have to wait until I got off work. I might be a little bit late, you know? I might have to stay.
But how do you determine which is, you know, like, who do you want to hang out with? I feel like the night date is, like, the more, like, ooh.
Like, who am I going to sleep with?
Right.
But I see if it was me, I would sleep with both of them.
Oh. on the hiking trail and in the bedroom.
I mean, see, wow. You could do that. No, like, if I'm getting ready for work, they're going to come with me into the shower.
Oh,
you
see
what I'm saying? I'll get ready.
The shower is a very, like...
They would get ready with me. No, that's... The shower is great, bitch.
Bitch, scrub my back water. And get the fuck out.
No, there's water. There's... It's just like a natural lubricant, okay?
Water is not a lubricant,
you
bitch.
You can conditioner, bitch. Anything you can do. Okay?
Wow. Okay? So his bus be on fire.
No, this bus is squeaky like Islands of Waikiki. Okay, sis?
Okay. How the conditioner goes up there?
It does.
I mean, let's be... Oh, he knows. It does. Sis knows the tea.
She does.
Do they make, like, waterproof lube? You know, like...
You can get water-based lube, and then...
But that shit is whack. Whack AF.
It is a whack?
Yeah.
Why?
I would say so. Water-based lube. It's like a different... It's a different, like, texture. Like... It's watery. Like, you have to use the whole damn bottle. It's, you know, like...
Go ahead.
Caught me off guard. Bussies don't get wet. I don't care what anybody says. Like, if somebody's saying, your bussy's wet, bitch, I think somebody just sharted or something. I don't know. Maybe it's a little sweaty. Maybe. I don't fucking know. It's just, But yeah, water-based lube is just, Not for me. Not the tea. Not the one or the fucking two. But yeah.
Can we make a... This is a very important... This just, what just happened is very important. I'm sorry. Water-based lube.
Yeah, it's just how... It's not for me.
Oh, water-based lube, it's easier. So, like, it's supposed to be... No, that one, like... Is it, like, silicone lube is, like, makes it feel weird inside of you or something? I don't really know.
No.
See, I'm a more of a spit kind of gal, so there's that.
Well, this conversation's over.
It's not really. I mean, I don't know if water is easier to get off or silicone is easy to get off.
I mean, I feel like they're both messy. I just feel like water-based gets dry faster. Mm.
Someone once told me that.
Somebody told me.
Not me. Like, it happens to me. But, like, they've been with somebody that, like, their ass made its own juice before. But
see,
was, like,
and that is what I'm talking what about. That's not a
there's
thing.
There's no way. It's not even
that's
possible.
That's an infection.
It's not even possible for that to happen.
That's
is
an
it?
Infection.
Is it? Because I'm assuming
I feel like it
was.
Is. Because that's not normal. It's not normal.
But it's. I've heard it from multiple people that they were able to do it.
I just feel like they're pushing so hard.
I feel like it's like them dripping out shit. But hey, that's me. Don't know. Hasn't happened.
Ew. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, my take on if I had two boyfriends, mm-hmm. I would literally do what I know always do. Go and ghost on the ass, got a blast. Like, oh, sorry, I'm sick. Oh, I fell asleep. Oh, I forgot. Like, whichever one you like less, ghost them.
That's who, I mean, you have that thing with ghosting. That's what you like to do.
Ooh.
I was not expecting that. I really was not expecting that at all, bitch.
But yeah, you know, that's just my take on things. Like, it's that simple.
It is simple.
I don't like you that much, so bye.
I mean, you're young. You're fun. You're wild and free.
Young, wild, and free.
Okay. So how would you... So you would just ghost the one that you wouldn't want to really be with. You wouldn't do a double date thing. You wouldn't get your breakfast paid for and your dinner paid for it and maybe get dick both times?
No. No.
Why? Mm-mm. Why not?
You know, it's just... No.
Just not for you.
Not for me. Not that kind of girl.
You're not that kind of girl.
No. Nope.
It's okay.
You know. Power to the people who can. Who do.
Who do.
Get both your meals paid for. Double dick down.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Not many can do that.
Not many can do it.
If you can, do it.
If you can...
That's a superpower, bitch.
It is. It's a lovely power to have. A bitch loves to eat. Okay?
Thick in all the right places.
Thick in all the right places.
That was my little rant about that, I guess. Our question was the double D.
What's your question?
I don't have one, actually.
Oh.
And nobody asked me any questions.
Wow, y'all thick as fuck.
It's okay.
It's
fine. It's great.
What's your topic?
Oh, my topic? Well, I had one, but now I have a different one that I would love to talk about.
Yes. Throw it
I had
me.
Just like, it was just, it's going from one to another. It was going to be Valentine's Day. Maybe I'm going to divide it into two, because it'd be very short.
Yes, divide and conquer.
Okay, divide and conquer. So it's Valentine's Day. I feel as though Valentine's Day is like a capitalistic means of a holiday.
It is.
Okay, because I feel as though, like, if you love somebody, you're going to do special things for them throughout the year.
Right.
Okay? But why do we have to have a day to say, oh my God, I love you so much, like, bitch, no.
Right.
So...
I mean,
I'm here for like doing like the cute gesture thing. I'm sure when it first started, everybody was like, oh my God, this is new and so cute. But like, but no, like if you're going to do cute shit for me and put roses out on like the bed or whatever, like just do it randomly.
Right. They don't or, like, make it like me, one day out of the year.
Or take me on like a cute date. Like, right. Or I'll take you out. Something different. Right.
I mean, it definitely is a capitalist holiday.
I'm sure it boosts the economy. Not much.
I mean, probably not. I'm sure it does, but, like, all that candy. Look, y'all, the best time of Valentine's Day is the day after, when all the candy goes half the fuck off.
They only use the candy from fucking Halloween.
Because they can't use... What? Mm-hmm. They can't use that candy because it's printed, it's labeled Valentine's Day, bitch. Like, yeah, anybody buy that shit now?
That's true.
But yeah, so that should be gone.
That was my personal topic. I feel as though it's capitalistic.
It definitely is.
Like, why am I going to go buy and show you my love through money?
Right.
I don't need that.
It definitely is. I agree.
Okay, so then my other personal topic, the one that I feel is, like, a little bit more juicy.
Come on, juicy.
Juicy. Is, have you ever had a shitty kitty?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if so, how did you handle it?
Well,
and then how did the person that you were with handle it?
Well, the person that I was with is a very dramatic person. Mm-hmm. So, like, when it happened, like, you know, like, it was a weird smell in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like... Pause.
Like you some pause, smell pause, and pause. Like, ew.
And right, I'm looking, I was like, oh my God, like, I think I just like
a little bit
painted your penis, basically.
Basically.
And so yeah, Pablo Picasso and
okay, Dirty Sanchez.
That was really it.
But like, how did he handle it?
Oh, he jumped the fuck up, screamed, and took a shower.
He didn't help you.
Help you with what? I don't think I would want anybody to help.
He didn't like comfort you.
I mean, like, it was like freak out, but like it happens. Like
it happens, but I'm just saying.
But like, you know. Mm. So now, like, ever since that happened, I'm always like
super careful.
Ah! I was like, if I eat, no, not happening. Because like, I mean, you know, I'm not about to go out buy a fucking Fleet bottle, like.
Why not? I was at Kroger today, and all the Fleet bottles were gone. There was one left.
Yikes. Supposedly, that if you put vanilla extract, like a drop or two, in your Fleet water, it makes your bus taste like vanilla.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's gonna find out, honey.
And Target has that brand. What is it? Everyman Jack?
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. It's like this orange scrub.
Uh huh.
Like it's a body wash for men.
Yeah,
but it has like orange scrub, so you just like
scrub down there. It's gonna smell like oranges.
It's gonna smell and taste.
See, here's my problem with that idea. Like the next time that person, when they decide to like go down there, next time they eat an orange or a coffee or drink a coffee, I feel like they're gonna think of like eating your ass.
What's wrong with that?
That's horrible. That's traumatic. What if they had like Chipotle flavor, like the smell of Chipotle, bitch? What if that was your favorite food?
Wait, just why would your bus like Chipotle?
I'm saying like, what if they had like different smells that you could put on your body and like the person that like love Chipotle?
I mean, well, if they love Chipotle, then they love that your ass tastes like Chipotle.
I don't fucking know. I guess.
I mean, I want them like to
eat
that. It like a.
You see how people eat burritos? Nasty. That's how I want my ass ate. Is nasty.
Sloppy.
Bitch. Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. It was just. I mean, it's a very uncomfortable situation. Like I've had somebody do that to me. And I'm just like, it's okay. Like relax. But inside, I'm like, like. Because you don't want to smell it. You got to take a shower. It's, you know, it's gross. So, you know.
Hmm.
I mean, I wasn't very comforting, was I? I mean, I reiterated to the person, like, it's fine. Like, don't. Like, we can just take a shower. Like, it's cool. Like, it's normal. Yeah. Like, not, it's not normal, but...
I mean, I feel like what you have to expect. I feel like you're doing, like you know, in the booty.
Right.
As expected like, to which happen.
I understand.
Just keep it moving.
Nothing was to be going up there.
See, like, yeah. When it happened to me, the person I was with didn't even, like, freak out. We were just like, okay, we're gonna go finish in the shower. I was like, bet, let's go. That was it.
Oh, no, I don't continue.
Oh, no, we continued, bitch. And then we did it again afterwards. It was great. It was absolutely amazing.
Okay.
It was good. That was a good time.
A good time.
The first time it happened was when I very, like, the first person I ever had sex with.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were supposed to do, and I just showed up there not doing anything, and then all of a sudden it was like a fountain, bitch. It was so disgusting. I will never forget. I was mortified. I think I was 18 or 19. Nope. When is senior prom? When you're like 18, right?
Usually 18.
So I was 18 when it happened. I showed up to the guy's house, and, you know, like, things got real nasty, and then we started, like, fooling around, and then next thing you knew, I was like, what is going on? And he was like, oh my goodness, you didn't douche? And I was like, no, what does that mean? And he was like, I got so embarrassed, and he was like, come here. He was like, he took me in. Actually, every time that's happened, he, like, everybody has been, like, really nice.
Oh, that's good.
That's, like, really weird.
I mean, you were very young. You
but know, I was, like, I was still fat, bitch.
People don't know this. People don't know the tea.
So, I remember when I got there, I showed up to his house. Or no, by then we, like, were in the shower, and I was so embarrassed. He was like, don't be embarrassed, like, it's not a problem, whatever. So I went in the shower, he put his sheets in the wash, and washed his sheets and everything, and then he came in the shower, and then he, like, went into the whole details of, like, what you're supposed to do when you're a bottom.
Oh, a teaching moment.
Yeah, he literally, yes. Literally sat there and, like, talked to me about everything. Was like, this is what you need to do, like, make sure you don't, like, eat, and all this other stuff. He was like, it's fine, like, I want to see you again. And I remember he really wanted me to come over again afterwards.
Bitch, I would have vanished.
I didn't. Actually, his name was... Okay, so if James from Ohio. That's all I remember. His name is James from Ohio.
Yes, Dr. James. Teach me the douche and tactics.
If I could see him now, I would want to just be like... Thank you so much. Like, you changed my life. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was still very embarrassed.
Thank you, James from Ohio.
Yeah, don't know where he went. He was a good one.
Yes, good one. The good one's always gone.
I don't know. He tried to find me afterwards. I remember he would text me, and then I deleted his number.
Yeah, bitch, I don't blame you.
So, that was my first. How was that? And, I mean, every person I've been with, always really cool. It's happened twice. That first time, and then with the other person. Other than that, it hasn't happened again.
Yes, queen.
She's been learning. She learned.
She learned. She was learned. Taught.
My other thing, too, is, like, why do tops expect us to be ready as soon as, like, the shit is, like... If they wake
that's
up, bitch.
That's annoying.
Like, because, no, like... And especially when I'm like, don't... Like, I'm not ready for that. And they're like, no, you're good. Like...
No, I'm not good.
I'm not good for that. Like, no.
Like, back the fuck up off me.
Like, I'm telling you, there's a reason why I can't
right.
do this.
You want me to... Bitch, I mean, if you want me to paint your sheets, I can just pull my pants down and just shit right on them.
Right, thank you.
Straight up pigeon like style, paper. Bitch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, Pablo Picasso on all your motherfucking sheets, bitch.
Come on.
My name is Pablo.
All right, so what's your personal topic of the week, sis?
So, I'm really trying to understand.
We love an understanding, bitch.
You're right. I'm trying to understand the concept of furries.
Oh, wait. Like furry when, dogs? I mean, like furry jackets?
No, like but, like, furry for instance, like, carpet? I don't know if it's just a gay thing. I'm assuming it is. Like... Furries, like, when people dress up in the doggy costumes, and basically, I mean, that's the thing I don't understand. From what I hear, it's, like, a kink. Like, some people have sex in these costumes, you know? Like, it's just, I just want to understand it. Like, if you were dating someone, and they were like, hey, like, no, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. You were dating someone. Probably, like, we'll say you're 3 months in, okay? And you're at the house. You know, he was like, I'm going to run to the store real quick. Be right back. So, you being you, the nosy bitch, like, I'm going to go snoop through his fucking shit. And then you go in his closet, and you see a fucking dog costume. Furry costume. Uh-huh. What would you do?
Well, let me jump on this topic real quick. Is that, one, I would mind my business and just sit there on the couch.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would, because I'd be afraid of what I found. I don't know this hell yet.
I wouldn't do that.
So then, but if I was to get up and go look, I would probably leave before you got home.
So it's a no-go for you?
Which is absolutely not. I just, like, that equates to bestiality to me. Like, that's a secret fantasy of wanting to have sex with animals.
Right.
But you're just not about to do that.
And now I can't bring my dog around you.
No, I wouldn't be able to. Like, if I had a dog and I came home, I would imagine you fucking my dog. Like, no, I'm good. I'd rather not.
Oh, God. Can you fucking imagine if you came home and the guy that you have been dating is like...
Bitch, where's my bat?
Oh!
I would beat the shit out of that man. I would beat the absolute shit out of that man. Not only have I been like sucking on that dick, now that it's been in my dog's puss, like what? Bitch?
Excuse me, what? 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 You caught me. I don't know, it's just a very weird concept. Like, I don't know, like, the way people were discussing it, I was, like, really confused.
What type of people were discussing it?
No. This person is an acquaintance of mine who does... Well, he doesn't do it yet, uh-huh. But the person that he is dating mm-hmm. does.
Okay, I mean, hey, if it's all about compromise, and if he's there for it, he's there for it. That's on him.
But do you think... I don't know. I kind of feel like there's a certain level of what is it called?
Desperation.
There.
Maybe that's his kinky. Just doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe you, but you don't. But you.
Well,
don't
I mean, I'm not gonna put his business out there.
Yeah, you don't. Do
but
that.
I'm just saying, like, what I'm being told mm-hmm. is someone they're just going with the flow because they just want to be with someone.
So they just want to be with somebody.
And you know, who am I to judge? I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I don't know how to react. To that, I'd probably react negatively.
Yeah.
I'd be a little freaked. I'd be a little spooked. I would ask, like, hey, can you not do this? Like, but you can just dictating who somebody is. And I ain't down for that. So yeah. I'd dump their ass.
I say I'm here for it. I have nothing left. I'm here to dump them. I'm not going to elaborate on this anymore.
Nope. So, if you got the fur, you got to go.
That's so disgusting.
I'm going to be calling PETA.
That's exactly. That's abuse. Oh, okay. All right, sound effect. What's tea?
What's the tea, sis?
Considering it's Valentine's Day, I feel like it had to be something about love.
Okay.
So,
what's the tea?
You know how once upon a time, not long ago,
I was at home. And I'm a mini. She says nigga in that song.
See, that's a lot.
See, she got canceled.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, what? My baby daddy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Russell Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, I sent this out in our group chat, the Sierra song.
Yes, it's a very cute love. Song.
It's a cute song, right?
It is.
It was fucking adorable.
The video's great, too.
He had a response to that video. Did you see it?
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, you didn't see the response?
No.
He was explaining to, like, the world why Sierra is the greatest love.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me more.
And talking about how, like...
I love him.
Like, he teaches her, like... to be a better man, and it's amazing to see her be so good to, like, her kids and everything like that. Mm. My tea is like...
My heart's fluttering.
Exactly, like, where do people, like, how do... In a society where everybody is hooking up and, like, that's a thing, where do you find a Russell Wilson?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, like, I don't know.
That's a Russell Wilson, right? Is this, like...
In a city full of futures, you know, you're just looking for your Russell Wilson. That's all you want.
Honestly, and I know Future is not feeling any type of way because he has like 9 baby mamas that he got to worry
Future
about.
Future is very pissed about them. He's always talking shit about her. Like, he said that Russell Wilson wasn't man enough because he does what Sierra says. Bitch, it's a marriage.
It's a marriage. That's why he's
and
not
plus,
in.
Plus, let me tell you guys something. It's not too late. Russell Wilson just turned 30, so, I mean...
Exactly.
He's just dreamy.
Just the way that he acts. I feel like you have to be very comfortable with who you are as a person.
Yeah.
To be able to act that way.
I mean, so, like, you know, like, what I want to know, I feel like what the world wants to know, is what the fuck did Sierra pray for to get Russell Wilson? Like... I want to know the prayer. If she did a seance, a blood, like, I want to know.
I honestly feel like it was mind her business. Like, she just minded her business after the whole Future thing. She just, I'm going to sit my ass down and work on me and do her thing. And she did.
True.
You know how, like, you attract the energy that you
yes.
require?
Yes.
That's what happens. That's probably what she did. She just minded her business.
Russell Wilson is just so fucking fine. It's really not. He's supposedly about to be the highest paid NFL player.
I'm sure he is.
Like,
alright, but here's real tea though. Okay, Russell Wilson, Ciara, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Which one's better? I just wanna know.
I'm scared to answer that question.
Come on, sis.
No, I don't want the hype to come for me. I'm gonna say Beyonce and Jay-Z because I don't wanna die in my sleep tonight.
You don't wanna die. Okay.
I mean, that's fair enough. Granted, nope. Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
Good talk.
No. I mean, I know the right answer, but I don't want to say it out loud.
Okay, so we're not going to. It's fine. Next up. Okay. That's it, sis. Get on the topic.
Woo!
What was your tea?
I don't have any tea this week.
Okay.
Like, nothing really stood out to me. All you hoes are trash. You know, it's Valentine's Day, you know. I mean, what the fuck? Nothing really stood out to me this week.
That's fine. That's fine.
I mean, I don't like the Gucci thing happened. And I mean, that was just stupid. Like, when is enough enough? But you know, fuck off.
Clearly people love to push boundaries.
Push boundaries or
just be ignorant?
Do it all the time.
Do it all the time, sis. All the time.
Yeah, I don't have any tea, but that Russell Wilson tea just, you know, got me all
types of ways.
All types of ways. He's fine.
He's fine.
He looks like a Brazilian gay model. Look at him real quick.
I did already. Today, yeah, you multiple did. Times.
You ever see a Brazilian gay model?
Of course.
That's what he looks like.
Yes. So, well, good. I'm glad that we had that little discussion.
Fine AF.
I'm glad. Are you ready for this upcoming week to come? Are you just ready for the upcoming week? It's not anything special, but are you ready?
I'm always ready.
You're always ready.
Stay ready, so you gotta get ready.
Okay.
Nope.
So this is the second week that we've been on time.
Third.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm counting.
Look at us go.
Counting.
Look at us go, sis.
Counting down. Look at us go. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anything special for me is happening next week. Okay. What's today?
Thursday. Valentine's Day.
14th. So next Sunday, I have that fucking... I have to go... Oh, you know what? I have a problem.
What's your problem?
Okay, so I had to separate myself from my old coworkers, not being their boss. That was very hard for me, you know? So, I had a hard time transitioning into a management role.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, my thing is, when I do work, I build relationships that I probably should not be building. So, for instance, there's this girl that I work with, and I told her something in, like, confidence, like, you know, like, I'm just venting to you, like, I see you as my friend.
Work friend.
Blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, like, she's cool or whatever. Then, yesterday, some shit popped off. Turns out she told this person, and that person told this person, and there was, like, a whole bunch of fucking drama.
Yeah.
Now, my thing is, I don't really know how to address it, because, one, this girl is young.
Uh-huh.
I am
older
than her.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, come off, like, abrasive. Like, I just want to be,
do
like...
Do you work there anymore?
Yes.
At Gap?
No, I'm done. We're done with Gap. This is at my new job.
This is at your new job. Yes. Oh.
So, yeah, like, I don't know.
How do you handle it?
How do I handle that?
Don't give it any attention.
Well, my thing is, like, I want to say something to her.
Don't say nothing.
But, I mean, I've learned my lesson. Like, I need to keep my personal life separate from my work life.
Always, but, like, don't say anything to her. She showed her your true colors. Don't give her the energy or attention she needs and keep it moving. That's it. You learned your lesson by her actions and you don't need to say anything. Only they need to show you their true colors once and nothing's gonna change.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm.
So
absolutely.
So I mean, that goes.
I already have it set in stone. I just didn't know how, like, if I should, like, approach it, like, head on, or just, like, slip under the rug.
I'm not slipping it under the rug. Just change your attitude towards her and be like, look, this is what it is in your mind. You don't need to explain it to her. Like, I'm not gonna talk to her anymore, and that's it.
Bitch.
So yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Good talk.
That was fun.
don't think my mic was on. Like, not the whole time.
Just now?
Just now.
All right, sis. Well, that was a great episode.
Wow.
Happy trash. Valentine's Day.
Happy B-Day. I'm gonna, you know.
Don't get too much dick.
I never do.
You always have, but you could have a backup plan, don't worry, I'm sure.
Well, no, I'm gonna go home and play Resident Evil 2.
Uh-huh. Eat pizza?
I already had my pizza.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, that's right. This episode. That concludes this episode. So, if this cuts out, like, it wasn't my fault. My mic is clearly being really fucking weird.
Follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. No, ooh, why did I say Facebook? We have a Facebook, page, right? I forgot too.
Ooh, right. I'm going to include all these links in the bio during the editing process, but it's same old, 2GaysPod on Instagram. It's actually, our Facebook page is 2GaysToFunction on Facebook, and our personal page is Jelani Amir and Poppy Perone, and that's in the artwork on the top or whatever, and that's all I got.
All right. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye.